If you're walking outside today, just start at a warm-up pace. Today is a 10-minute walk. We're going to do a 10-minute refresher walk, not refresher like you forgot how to walk, a refresher to give you some energy to get you moving and get you going, and it's better than a Starbucks refresher. In fact, 10 minutes of walking can boost your mood and your energy levels, and it's kind of like a natural espresso shot for your brain without the cost and without the caffeine crash. You can walk inside, you can walk outdoors, you can go up and down your stairs. As long as we keep moving, a lot of times we don't have time for a longer walk. So we're just going to do a series of some shorter walks, so that way when you don't have a lot of time, just pop it in and head out on your lunch break or your regular break, or when you can find 10 minutes to yourself. Take a deep breath in through your nose, relax your stomach, really fill up those lungs. And exhale through your mouth. And as you exhale, just tighten your stomach a little bit so you can exhale all that stale air. You're going to go at a very comfortable pace. You're going to stand tall. You're going to relax your shoulders. And let's get on moving. Shake out your hands a little bit. Even if you don't have a lot of time to exercise, just these little 10-minute breaks will really refresh your mind and refresh your body and get that blood flowing. I know I always talk about get your blood flowing. We get all stale and compacted and our blood pools in our limbs and we sit all day. So if you can just get out for 10 minutes, that's so much better than nothing. And it really does help clear your mind and help you focus and get on with your day and really just have a little bit more energy. If you're in a stressful situation, it can help clear your mind and get you out of that situation. Go just a little faster. Going to roll those shoulders backwards. Roll those shoulders forwards. You're going to find a natural rhythm with your steps. So you think step, step, step. And remember that each step you take is a step towards a healthier you and a clearer mind. And for me, less crankiness. Deep breath in again. And exhale, get all that stale air out. Really feel how good it feels to walk and how good it feels to move your body. Shake out your hands. You know, I say that a lot. You can put on a little smile. Smile at people around you. Smile at any dogs you see. You can smile at people, but I've noticed sometimes they just don't smile back. So I just prefer to smile at dogs. Or if you see cats, smile at the cats. Whenever we get stuck in a creative project or we're doing something and we just can't think, we can't focus, a quick walk can increase your creativity by up to 30%. So today we're going to let those creative juices get flowing and let our focus get flowing so we can clear our mind and just have a better day. 10 minutes makes a huge difference. Pick up your speed just a little bit and keep your breathing going. We're not going to do intervals today. We're not going to go fast, slow. Our aim is to get out there. Our aim is to get moving and just to feel more refreshed. And as you're walking today, just see if you can spot something unusual along your path. I see this all the time and I wonder, like, what are the shoes doing hanging from the high-tension power lines? There's always shoes and they're tied together and they're up there. Or one shoe on the side of the road. Or a couple of weeks ago, I made a quick video of it. I saw two tiny bottles of Fireball whiskey on the side of the road and I wondered, like, why is it there? So as you're walking today, try to spot something unusual and then imagine a fun story behind it. Make up a story about how did those shoes end up on the high power line or how did those Fireball bottles end up there? I don't know. Another deep breath in through your nose now. Fill up those lungs. Exhale and tighten your belly. Swing your arms naturally. That's going to help. They're going to pick up a good rhythm and that's where we're going to stay today. Because the whole point of today is just getting out there, getting moving, getting started. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Get in touch with your body. How does it feel? Where is it tight? See if you can release any of those tight spots. Try to get in the habit, if you can, of when you're feeling stressed or when you're feeling overwhelmed or when you're feeling blocked, just get out there and do a quick walk because it reduces your stress and can lower your blood pressure. And it's kind of like giving your heart a little hug and your body a little hug and do something good for yourself. Because yes, quite honestly, I would rather have, not a Dunkin' Donut, those are gross, like a Krispy Kreme or a specialty donut. which for a moment feels like a hug, right? And then later it doesn't feel like a hug because I'm tired after the sugar crash. So if you can get out there instead when you feel that caffeine crash, you feel that sugar crash, you feel like you're really tired and you just can't focus, get out there and just do a 10-minute walk, even a 5-minute walk. Hold on to your pace. Keep that breathing going. And your arms are just moving rhythmically with your body. It's important that we fill up our lungs and we get oxygen. A lot of times we don't breathe deep enough. Someone needs some talking lessons today. But whatever, I just go with it. It comes out as it comes out. Feel how your feet hit the pavement. Walk a little bit softer. But how do your legs feel? Are they strong? See if you can squeeze your glutes. But keep your feet relaxed. And again, look for that something unusual along your path. You'll see something. If you look, you'll see something weird or cool. It depends where you're walking. I'm the biggest person of not paying attention. The other day, I went to give my cat medicine in a different bowl from the other cats, and then I put the medicine. I couldn't remember what bowl I put it in because I wasn't paying attention. So if you pay attention around you, you'll spot something different, and let's just make up a story in your head. That way you can look forward to your walks. Play a different game every time you walk. Go a little faster. Keep your breathing going. And if it's sunny outside, just kind of feel the sun on your skin. If it's cold and even a little bit rainy, or if it's windy, you know, fight that headwind. Be aware of the senses and be aware of everything around you. Walk briskly. You're breathing and clear your mind. Really take this moment for you. I hope you've put your phone on Do Not Disturb. It never fails. The only time people call me is if I'm going pee or if I'm going to go for a walk. It's like if my phone rings a minute I get in the bathroom. Another deep breath in. And something to refresh you is to think about what you're grateful for. And I know we all have things that we're grateful for, but sometimes if you're in the middle of something, it can be hard to focus on what you're grateful for. So find one thing. I'm grateful all the time that my body can do a lot of what I ask it to do. I'm out of shape, yes, now. I used to be in fabulous shape, not so good shape anymore. Have not been lifting weights or spinning, but I'm getting back to that. But walking is a first step towards getting onto a bigger fitness program. But walking by itself is good enough too. My great aunt is in her mid to late 90s and she walks every single day. And most of my family members in Norway, they walk all the time. They walk everywhere and they're going strong, probably stronger than me. Another deep breath in through your nose. Fill up those lungs. And exhale through your mouth. Roll those shoulders backwards. Roll those shoulders forwards. Take another deep, deep breath in. Feel that oxygen just filling up your lungs and filling up your body and bringing fresh energy all throughout your body. And then you exhale any stale air, any tension. You're going to slow down that pace a little bit now. Because we only have 10 minutes, remember? You're like, what? Yes, we only have 10 minutes. And then you can do this several times a day because I'm going to try to record more of these because these are a lot faster than me going blah, 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 and just deciding what I'm going to blah, blah, blah to you about. It's really good just to get that oxygen flowing and get your body moving. Sometimes I get settled into my chair and working in front of my desk, and I don't want to get up because I can finally focus and work, and I sit there way, 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 way too long. Slow it down a little bit now. So as you got ready for your walk, how did you feel? Did you not want to do it? Were you looking forward to it? Make it a habit. Set a timer every day. Set an alarm every day. Set your Alexa or your Google Nest. I shouldn't say her name in case she's listening, because she'll just start talking to me. Set an alarm to remind you to get on a walk and start with 10 minutes a day. Start with a 10-minute walk. And if you don't want to, that's the perfect time to do it. Force yourself to do a 10-minute walk, and I can virtually guarantee you that you will feel so, so, so much better afterwards. You'll feel refreshed. You'll feel happier. You'll feel more able to focus. You won't put the medicine in the wrong bowl and forget which bowl and have to throw out your cat food. You won't walk into a room and go, hey, why did I walk in here? I have no idea. Slow it down a little bit more, but keep your breathing going. And just take these walks regularly. Try to do them as often as you can, even if you walk your dog or walk to the store, walk to Starbucks. And the fact that you actually did this walk today is more than so many other people. People think about it, they don't actually do it. And then getting out there, that's the hardest thing. But once you get out there, you feel so good. And then I sometimes, once I'm out there walking, especially when the weather's nice, I just don't want to stop. In which case, you can do a longer walk. I have plenty of longer walks. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Slow it down a little bit more. And when you get back, because we didn't work that hard or that long, you can go right back to what you were doing. Do a little quick stretch maybe, and then drink some water to stay hydrated because, you know, water, water, water.
Water, water, water.
And as you get out there for these walks, if you want to post a picture of what you see when you're walking, not your address. Yes, post a picture of your credit card number. No, just post a picture of your fun thing, the weird thing that you saw. Post a picture of the dog that you saw. Post a picture of your shoes. Post a picture of the sun, if there's a lot of rain and you're wearing a rain poncho. And then you can tag me in it. It's at Your Walking Podcast on Instagram, or Walk Talk with Helen is the hashtag. And sometimes I'm not always on Instagram, but I'm going to try to get on there more. Share this podcast with one of your friends so they can walk with you, but separate. You know, if they're across the country, then you can share with each other how you felt. And I'll see you next time.
We're walking and talking. We're walking and talking. We're walking and talking.
We're walking and talking with Helen Ryan.